On the line, we have Ian Rose from the Sydney-based community group Support Assange and WikiLeaks Coalition. Ian, good morning.
Good morning.
So, I mean, the US government have claimed that Assange put lives at risk and have charged him 17 times. How did Assange put lives at risk?
Assange didn't put lives at risk, actually, and it was proven in Chelsea Manning's trial when retired Brigadier General Robert Carr testified that his task force was, had to identify if any lives had been lost or if any names from the 70,000 plus leaks were endangered, and it found that none were. Now, it's also worth mentioning that former Defence Secretary Robert Gates, when speaking to Congress, admitted that the leaks caused no serious damage. Basically, he said the leaks were significantly overwrought. He went on to say, is this embarrassing? Yes. Is this awkward? Yes. Consequences for US foreign policy? I think fairly modest. So there were no lives endangered.
So, I mean, like looking at this and, I mean, the many legal matters that have been unfolding since, what do you guys kind of make of these secret recordings that were made between Assange and his lawyers in the embassies?
Well, that in itself should make the whole case void, because that's a breach of client confidentiality. So, but what you've actually got here, Julian Assange has threatened a multi-trillion-dollar industry, and that's the war profiteering industry. And so the war profiteering oligarchs have basically gone to great lengths to stifle him, to bully him, and essentially torture him. He's been in a state of torture for years now.
So, I mean, if the US government is successful, what kind of implications could it have for the Australia-US relations?
Well, this would be extraterritorial jurisdiction without prior agreement, and this would be a first. Normally, when you have extraterritorial jurisdiction happening, you have a prior agreement. So I think about 150 countries have such agreements with each other when it comes to things like child sex trafficking. They can remove somebody because they've got a prior agreement. We don't have a prior agreement for people publishing something that another country doesn't like. Now, I don't mean to sound xenophobic, but if China was doing this, or Saudi Arabia, or another country in the world was trying to do what the US is doing, everybody would be up in arms.
So why do you think that we're so complacent with the US doing it then?
We're so complacent basically because Australia is behaving like a lackey to the US. You've seen many an account when the UN has voted in a particular way, the countries that are exceptional to that will be the US, Israel and Australia, so often.
So if I could just ask you one last really quick question, what about the UK? I mean, what's their role that they're kind of playing in this at the moment?
Well, it's a rather mixed role coming from the UK. Now, of course, you've got the fact that over 100 mainstream publications also did publish all these revelations of government wrongdoings, US government wrongdoings, and yet none of them are facing the same issues that Julian Assange is. This in itself is really odd. Now, the UK, the way the UK have been behaving, well, when the whole Swedish allegations broke, that was very politically motivated by those on the ground in Sweden. And after a few years, they actually did want to pull out of it. And it was the UK that heavied them to carry on at the behest of the US. Now, you've got to also remember that Julian stated repeatedly he was happy to be interviewed by the Swedish government, the Swedes at their embassy or at Scotland Yard, or if they assured him he wouldn't be then extradited onto the US. Because he knew the fact that there was a secret grand jury ready to pounce, and everybody's saying, oh, no, you know, just go and face the music. Well, the reality is he's been up for facing the music from the word go. Now, of course, he's been proven correct, because as soon as he was removed from the Ecuadorian embassy, the US slapped these 17 charges on him.
Ian, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off there, but thank you very much for your time this morning.
That's my pleasure. I hope it was